Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes now. Place your hands in Gassho. And focus your attention on the space between your palms. This is your journey to manifestation. Breathe deeply now. Feel the Reiki activate in your hands. And place your hands comfortably on your body, wherever you feel guided. The brilliant light of Reiki is here in the center of your circle. It fills the room, the space around you. This beautiful sparkling light fills the air that you breathe. And every time you breathe in, the sparkling light within you wakes up. And you begin to remember its presence. The archangels are standing at the corners of the land and on every side, shining their light into your light. The unified spiritual beings of the light are here, the light of the earth and the natural world. And your light is right here inside. The light of God shines within you. And you remember now. In truth, you're a beautiful being of the light, living here in your lifetime with your dream, your goals, the things that matter to you, your life purpose and soul's purpose, guiding you, sometimes what you know and sometimes hidden from you. And you can hear a calling, and you decide to follow it. Honshase Shonen, Honshase Shonen, Honshase Shonen. A beautiful bridge of light appears in front of you. And you stand at the beginning of the bridge. And you can see on the other side, it looks like the most extraordinary place. And you'd like to go there. There are beautiful beings of the light on the bridge. And they tell you that they'd like to go with you to be your guides. And you decide to follow. You step onto the bridge and you hear the voices of angels. And the sound of their songs wash over you. And the ways and the worries of the world begin to drift away, revealing inside you your divine light. Your beautiful spirit. A brilliant light is shining on you and all around you. You can see that it's coming from the highest reaches of consciousness and love, what we call the fifth heaven, maybe even beyond. And when you look over the side of the bridge, you see a beautiful river. It's the river of life, flowing from sacred mountains off in the distance. The light is shining on the waters, reflecting prisms of rainbows and beautiful colors. And the sparkling light floats up into your eyes and into your breath, flows all the way into your soul. And as you breathe in this sparkling, colorful, beautiful light, the sparkling, colorful, beautiful light in you wakes up, and you realize now that you are full of beautiful color and brilliance, sparkling and shining right here inside. You cross over the bridge, and you find yourself in that most extraordinary place. All there is love here. And you begin to see the place where all there is love inside of you. And you realize the same beauty is right here inside you. You can see all around you, this place is vast and extraordinary. The light from the heavens fills everything with amazing grace. And you see a pathway up ahead. And it follows along the riverbanks, and you decide to follow it. The beautiful beings of the light are here with you. And you remember them. You've been friends with them all along. In truth, you find out they've been guiding you, and you have listened and heard in your inner guidance this whole time. There's another pathway now leading off to the left, and you decide to follow that path. The pathway is familiar. You've been here before. It's opening into a beautiful field filled with tall grass. And you remember now, this is the field of all possibilities. As you walk through the field, beautiful, brilliant, light butterflies fly up into the air, each one of them another possibility. And all the possibilities are here for you. And you keep walking through the field, and you see the butterflies landing on you. All these ideas that are here, all kinds of possibilities. How do you choose? You continue walking along, and you come to a stand of trees, cathedral-like trees, and they're in a beautiful circle. And so you decide to walk into the circle. And there's just the best place ever to lie down in the trees. And here in this place, you listen. You listen into your own divine self. And you ask yourself the question from your heart, what is it that I most want to manifest What dream is here, ready to be made physical? What are my dreams? Perhaps there's more than one thing you want to manifest. Goals, desires, consciousness. Listen to your heart now. Here in the silence of the trees, here in your own divine self, and place your pen to paper when you're ready, and let yourself answer the question, what is it my heart wants to manifest now? trees seem to be holding you in their stillness. You look up at their beautiful branches reaching into the heavens, the roots deeply into the earth. And it reminds you of you, that here you are, you're listening into the heavens and into the earth and inside of you. And you say to the trees, though, that sometimes in the human world, there are obstacles, restrictions. Limitations, old beliefs and stories that get in your way. And you ask the wisdom of the tree how you let go. And the trees whisper to you, give it all to the earth. The light from the heavens flows through you and washes through you. And those burdens and ways and worries of the world flow into the earth like the roots of a tree. And the earth is willing to take them from you. And the light releases them from your body. And here you are in the center of the trees. And they say they receive from the heavens, they receive from the earth. And it all flows through. One easy flow that's effortless. And so you say thank you to the trees. And you tell them that you're going to go to the river. And you're going to let go of your obstacles, your limitations, your restrictions, old stories and old beliefs that hold you back from manifesting your dreams. And so you say thank you to the trees. And you walk through that field of possibilities, the thousands of possibilities that are like butterflies, full of light, color. And you follow the pathway back to the river. And the river says to you, simply place your hands in the water, and the river will take your ways and worries of the world from you. Some of them you know what they are, some are unseen and unknown by you. Take a moment now to write them down, the obstacles you're letting go, the restrictions you're releasing. Take a moment to let it go. Give it to the river. Thank you. and the river carries your obstacles away from you. And the beautiful light shining on the waters receives your restrictions and your limitations, any injuries to yourself, to believing in you. The river takes it all. Even that you are unaware of, the light carries it and heals it. And the light is shining on you now, empowering you. And the light from the fifth heaven is shining directly on you, like the light of the sun. And it shines directly into your heart and awakens the sun within you. Awakens your true self, your authentic self, is revealed to you now. And what is here is your unlimited potential. You decide now to bring this with you into your daily life, and so you walk back along the riverbanks towards the bridge of light. And you step onto the bridge. And as you walk across the bridge, you become more and more aware of your own human nature, your daily life, your physical, material world. And there are solutions here for your practical ideas. And still the light is shining on the waters and reflecting the prisms of color inside of you. And you cross over the bridge. And you merge back into your body, back into this breath and this moment. And you take a moment to look at you and think of how extraordinary you are. Your human nature is love. Your human nature is also creativity, manifestation, goals, ideas, dreams. And the dreams manifest from the same place where the dreams are created and known inside. So breathe in and feel the earth underneath you. Fill the air of the earth. And now you listen here in your daily life. You have all different things that you're thinking about. Your spiritual life, your work, your physical health, your key relationships, perhaps a business, your finances, your home, your job, and all these different things there are to think about, to sort through. And you are so very blessed to have all of them in your life. And so you think about your blessing, and you think about your priorities and what is showing up in your life right now. So take this time and look at these circles that surround you and notice them and begin to look at what is your priority for what you're manifesting right now. So take this chart and let your pen go to paper. And notice each of these categories of your life. Think about the priorities, and perhaps there's one thing in each, or perhaps there's only one thing and one category you're focused on. But notice the different categories. What is the one thing that you can prioritize right now, this month? Now take a moment and go even deeper into yourself, your divine self, your human self, your divine solutions, your practical solutions. And now listening to your head and listening to your heart. What is the one thing that you can do first? What is your first next step? Take a moment and listen. And write down, what is your first next step? What is the one thing you can do such by doing it? Everything else will be easier or unnecessary. Now you begin bringing your awareness back into the room, back into this breath. And you take a moment to think about the flexibility in your priorities and where you'll focus and where you'll be flexible. And noticing that things can change each day for all of these categories. One may show up unexpectedly, and you allow for the idea that your inner guidance will show you the way and that you can follow it and trust it to lead you and take you where you're going. Begin to bring your awareness back into the room now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back completely.